Okay, Parshas Drachem. We are in the Drusha Siri, continuing to discuss the psukim about David HaMelech. And we're going to get back to the psukim we started with at the beginning of this Drusha. But to start, we're going to begin with in Shmuel Beis in Perek Yudtes, where Shimi comes to beg for his life before David. And Avishai says he should kill him. So in that pasuk it says that Shimi says, "Ki yada avdecha keni chatasi b'nei basi hayom rishon l'chol beis Yosef l'redes l'kretz b'nei ha-melech." You know, Shimi says he knows he did wrong, and I'm here to greet you first from l'chol beis Yosef, which explains means from Yisrael. Layan Avishai ben Tzruya b'yom ratzach hazos l'yush yumash Shimi. So Shimi had said that he came first. He basi hayom rishon l'chol beis Yosef, again, which he explains means klal Yisrael. Shimi's coming first, Loretta's across Adonai HaMelech, and Avishai responds, is that somehow going to save Shimi? Which we'll have to see in a second what that means. It's because this Shimi not going to die, ki kilas Mashiach Hashem, he cursed you, David. Cursed the Mashiach Hashem. And by Yomer David, David says back, Mali lachem v'lachem b'nei Tzeruya, you know, why do you want b'nei Tzeruya, ki si aliyah yom asatan, you're trying to be a satan for me today, yom yom asish b'Yisrael, that I should kill some Jewish person today, very perplexing statement. I know that today I became king of the Klal Yisrael. What did he mean by that? Okay, so that's what he wants to explain. So he explains the Pashup Shot is that Shimi has a veiled threat in there that he's saying, everyone's looking to see what you're going to do with me, David. And he's saying that if you accept me, you know, everyone's going to come and, you know, work with you, David. Which, of course, has the veiled opposite. If you kill me, then people are going to be very upset and your kingdom's not going to last too long. So that's another Mori B'malchus. So that's like sorry, but not sorry. You know, coming to complain, but being Mori B'malchus kind of again. However, he says the Pashup Shad is that David kind of agreed. And he said, you're right. I can't kill you right now. And so he doesn't kill him right then. And as we know, when he before he died, he told Shlomo, make sure this guy gets killed. Okay, so that's the Pashup Shot. But he had the Parshas Drachem as a different shot based on this thing that we said last time, which we'll say here again. But the way he explains it, he starts off, he says he needs to be makdim to explain this fully, that there's a medrash that says when David said to Avishai, Hayom Yumasish B'Yishal, today a Jewish person, Yishal, will die. So the Medrash says there, Yom Yumas Ish Bi Yisrael Ze Mordechai Shnemer Ish Yehudi. This Ish refers to Mordechai. Why? Because Shimi Ben Gera was related to Mordechai. He was his great 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 grandfather or whatever. That's another Gemara in Megillah. It says Ish Yehudi, and he was called Yemini. And one of the Pshatim in the Gemara in Megillah is that they were arguing with each other. Yehuda said, because of me, Mordechai was born, because had David killed Shimi, there wouldn't have been Mordechai. So you see, Shimi's related to, is the great-great-grandfather of Mordechai. Anyway, so had David killed Shimi that day, there would be no Mordechai. Okay, so now we have an explanation getting back to what we had described last time. That David, before killing him, looked Baruch HaKosh and saw someone great was going to come from him. If you remember last time, we said that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't kill the Mitzri, and he had to look to see if anybody was coming from him, anyone good, because when it comes to Misa B'dei Shemayim, you're allowed to, and you should, look to any of the people who might come, future progeny of this person you're about to kill. If any of them are going to be tzaddikim or whatever, then you shouldn't kill the guy. So here we have a Morin B'malchus, which is not Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's Misa B'dei Adam. Shimi should have been killed. But yet, David looks to see his future generations and sees that Mordechai is going to come from him, and therefore I can't kill him. Why does David do that? We just said, you're only supposed to do that when there's a chi of Misi B'dei Shemayim. That's when you look to future generations like Moshe did. But here, it's a Mori B'malchus, he's chi of Misi B'dei Adam. And we said last time, when someone's chi of Misi B'dei Adam, based in no matter what kind of Novi Tzaddik they are, they're not supposed to look, oh, this guy who murdered someone, maybe someone great will come from him. That's not the way we operate. So therefore, this guy who's a Mori B'malchus, David should have killed him. So he explains that this case is different. Because David saw, like we started with beforehand, that Hashem was told Klal Yisrael back in the Midbar not to attack Moab because David was going to come from them. David HaMelech would eventually come from them. So Hashem told Klal Yisrael at the time of the Midbar, don't attack Moab because David would eventually come from them. So David wanted to do Amida Keneged Amida. He was rewarded that way. So he wanted to be like go in the ways of Hashem, and he wasn't going to do it either. So he said he wanted to do V'halach T'B'drachav. He wanted to go in the Midos of Hashem, and Hashem paid him back, saved him from the Moabim being killed because he would eventually come from them. So he wanted to do the same Mahalach, and therefore he didn't want to kill Shimi because he wanted to do Amida Keneged Amida. He wanted to also save Shimi because someone good would come from him. So putting this all together, that's how the pasuk reads. It means he said, when David says, "Well, I should kill someone today," he said, "Mali v'lachem b'nei teruya kisiya yom l'satani hayom you must ish b'yisrael," which the Medrash says means today someone from Yisrael should die. That would be Mordechai, meaning someone great is going to come from you. Him, ki halo yadati ki hayom ani melech haYisrael. I know that today I'm king on Israel. Why am I king on Klal Yisrael? Because Hashem, way back when, sought to save me. Because he wanted to be king of Israel. So just like Hashem saved me, I have to save Shimi because Mordechai is going to come from him. Okay, this also helps explain the psukim in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Beis, when Shlomo gets around to killing Shimi, and he says, "Vayomer Hamelech l'Shimi, Ata yadates kol ra'a asher yadal levavecha. You, Shimi, know the evil that was in your heart, asher hasisa l'David avi, that you did to David my father. Hashem returned your evil to your head, meaning you're going to get killed. Hashem set it up that you'd get killed. Okay, so obviously, what is killing Shimi have to do with Shlomo Baruch, Hamelach Shlomo Baruch, Kisei David Yeh Nachon Ad Olam? So he explains, in a very Parshas Drachim way, that Shimi and Shlomo argued about whether David had a din of a melech at that time. So Shimi held that he didn't have a din of a melech, and therefore, David did not have a din of a melech when he cursed him, and therefore he wasn't chayav misa, he wasn't a marid b'malchus. Shlomo disagreed and said, yes, you were a marid b'malchus, and therefore he's chayav, you're chayav misa. But if so, you will ask Shimi, so why didn't my father kill you if you were Chayav Misa at that time? So that's why he explains, well, it's because David wanted to do like Hashem did to him. That just since Mordechai was going to come from you, David wanted to save you because Hashem saved his Malchus in the times of the Midbar. In other words, Shlomo, Melech Shlomo's Baruch, I'm doing the right thing, Kisei David Yeh Nachon, and the Kisei David will be Nachon Ad Olam, because, in other words, David was doing it because his kisei malchus was made because of Hashem doing a chesed for him, and that's why he let you live till now. Okay, so this gets us back to the psukim that he brought at the very beginning of the drush, which is David says, "Mi anochi Hashem lakim mi besavi kevi osini ad alom tainu malchus." Well, not tainu malchus. "Mi kevi sinai ad alom." Who am I? David says to Hashem, "Who am I, Hashem, that you brought me to Malchus? And that is even small. That which you made me king, that was small compared to this other big thing you did. And what was that? That's you saw me in the far away, meaning even the time of the Midbar when they were supposed to attack the Moabim, you told them not to because of me. Bezos Torah Adam Hashem Elokim. And if you remember, this is the pasuk we started this drush with. So Zos Torah Sa'adah means, the super chesed is that when someone is deserving Misa B'dei Adam, so then you don't look to the future. So you Hashem did it, and that was the case with the Moabim. They should have been killed. But you Hashem ignored that for them because of me, because you wanted me to be around. So that's the super chesed that he did. He looked to Lemirachok, even though the Zos Torah Sa'adah, Hashem Elokim, Hashem, you could do what you want, and because of my so that I should be around, you didn't kill the Moabim. And that's why David did the same back when Shimi was a Moreb Malchus to him. Okay, very nice. Okay, now he wants to get back to the thing that he started, that the Mimer starts with, that first introduction, which was why was Avner punished, because he wasn't Mocha in Shaul. And the other reason is that he was Shoher Malchus Beis David Shtei Shana Mamechta. So Avner was punished because, this is again what we started with Drush with, this Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Pei, is that Avner was punished because he should have been, he should have stopped Shaul and he didn't. Okay, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. He should have been Moche and Shaul. Rav Yitzchak said he was Moche and it didn't help. And if so, if he was Moche, why was he punished? Because he delayed David's Malchus by 2.5 years. Okay, now we're going to get super into that Machlokas in the Gemara about the delay of David's Malchus 2.5 years. Avner tried to stop Shaul, it did not succeed, and he was punished because he still delayed David's Malchus 2.5 years. Okay, I don't think we'll get to the end of this by today, but we'll start it. So Rashi in Sanhedrin on Dav Chav says the being mocha that should have been done, right? Rashi says it refers to he should have stopped Shaul from killing Novi Rakonim. So the Parashas Jochem doesn't know why he didn't say he should have stopped Shaul from trying to kill David. In fact, the Gemara actually says on Daf Memtes that that's why Avner died, because that Bor Basira, when David said to Shaul, "Hey, look, I could have killed you," Avner should have said there, "Look what a tzaddik this David guy is. Why don't you leave him alone? He could have killed you and he didn't kill you." He didn't say that. He said maybe somebody gave it to him. So that's why Avner died. So why wouldn't he want to say in this other Gemara talking about Avner should have been Moche? Why didn't he assume that it meant he should have been Moche and in Shaul from trying to kill David? Instead he says about killing Novi Rakonim. Okay, he just leaves that as a question, just tells you other places you can look to find answers. Anyway, we then have this machlokas about those seven. There were 7 years from the time Shaul died till David, 7.5 years from the time that Shaul died till David took over as the Phil Melech. And there is a pasuk that says that there were 7.5 years that David was only king in Hebron from the time Shaul died till he fully took over was 7.5 years. At that point, he was king in Hebron. So there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos what happened exactly in those 7.5 years. So Rashi says that Ishbosheth took over after 5 years. It was 5 years of nothing, no king. David was king in Hebron, but the Jewish people in general had no king for 5 years. Then Ishbosheth ruled for 2 years. Then there was a half year delay after he was gone until David actually fully took over. That's your 7.5 years. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. First of all, he says that why should Avner have been punished for that half year, the last half year, where before Ishbosheth was going to die, he was trying to get David put in as king. It just didn't work. So why would you blame Avner for that extra half a year? So Tosfos doesn't like that shot. He has other kashas too, but anyway, he flips it and he says that there was half a month after Shmuel died, half a year rather, with nothing, at which point Avner was trying to get Ishbosheth elected, then 2 years of Ishbosheth, and then there were 5 years where Avner was trying to get David to be king and did not succeed, and that's why he's not punished for those. But it explains why he was punished for a full 2.5 years, because that half a year Avner was trying to get Ishbosheth to be king, 2 years he was king, so that's why he gets punished for those 2.5 years. Okay. He also says there's another post that seems to say that there was only 7 years that David was king in Hebron. So he says that's because half a year, the extra half a year is David was Nitztara, he got Tzaras, and that it was like he was dead then. So the Parashas Drachim doesn't know why he mentioned this Tzaras thing. What does that have to do with anything? That's just like an agav point. What does it have to do with his trap? Okay, there's no way to fit it in this one. We're just going to have to stop here. We'll re-summarize next time and get to the answer.